Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody,
yeah.
Where we give you your daily dose of celebrity gossip and entertainment news. Today's show is going to be filled with laughs and surprises, but first we have to check in with the A-team there in Atlanta. What's up? Now, if you've been following the show at all, you know Portia's about ready to pop that baby out, so filling in for Portia is Eva Marcille.
We love you, Eva.
Love you more, Heidi.
Aww. And Frank.
Thank you. Now, later, newlywed Priyanka Chopra says she needs a little help in the kitchen. And our friend Andrew Freund stops by, and you ladies are going to love this, because he sits down with Idris Elba.
Oh!
Yes, talk about the new Netflix series, Turn Up Charlie.
Yummy,
it's so
yummy,
good.
Yummy.
Yeah, that's going to be later in the show, but Brat, what you got?
Okay, everybody, Cardi B is headed back to the pole.
Yes!
Oh, yes.
Man, times must be hard, right?
No, they're not.
Just kidding. Cardi B is out here winning. Oh, I can't do it that good, but I go, something like that. Anyway, it looks like Cardi B is headed to her hometown of New York City, and she's going to be joining the cast of a new movie called Hustlers, where she will play, drum roll please, a stripper.
She's like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes, okay.
You will see me in the movie theater throwing ones.
You're going to be at the screening, huh?
Yes.
Well, this will be Cardi's first feature film alongside some heavy hitters, y'all. And when I say heavy, I mean heavy. Ooh. Listen to this lineup. Jennifer Lopez.
All right.
Julia Stiles.
Ooh. Yeah.
Constance Wu.
What?
Ooh. Our girl Keke Palmer.
Oh, yeah.
And Lili Reinhardt.
Oh.
They're all playing strippers?
Yeah,
they're all playing strippers?
Let's hope.
Really?
Well, let me tell you what's going on, Frank. The movie is based on a true story about a team of strip club employees who band together to take down their Wall Street clients. So I'm thinking they're all going to be strippers somehow, or they're going to work in the club. And ooh, they're going to be,
like Ocean's
putting the Wall
12.
Street dudes on blast.
Nice.
Disgusting for Cardi B. The woman just had a damn baby. That child going to grow up seeing her mama was a stripper.
It's a role
she's
in a movie.
Mom's an actor.
It doesn't matter. She needs to be playing
for
money.
A lot of actors' children see their parents as murderers, too. It was called a role.
Yeah.
Like, it's not real.
I think it sounds kind of good, actually.
And J-Lo, you've been seeing her pictures on Instagram lately, like her, her beach photos and her just hanging out at home looking all hot. Maybe she's looking hot because she knew this movie was coming up and she's producing it. So she's been getting in shape this whole time
because J-Lo's always in shape.
But she
looks amazing.
Every year, she looks better.
She was in shape when she was pregnant.
I want to see a pregnant stripper movie.
Oh, God.
Starring Portia.
See, look at you.
I am stalking Portia's Instagrams. I mean, those pictures she posted where she's just all
but you see, she's
belly
so
and
far
booty.
Along, Frank, that she's having trouble moving. I don't think a pregnant stripper that far along is going
to
be
well,
doing
it's
a
like
whole lot
when, once she gets it rolling, the baby also, like, you know, gives, like, the buoyancy to, like, make it swing back and forth. So you kind of get, like, a
that's so
not
insane.
It's like a pendulum.
Poor baby.
Embattled singer R. Kelly has broken his social media silence, doing what he does best. He decided to sing happy birthday to his estranged oldest daughter, Joanne, who now goes by the name Buku Abi on Instagram. Watch the clip.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear daughter Joanne. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, baby. Daddy, love you. I love you. No matter what, I love you so much. Mwah. Bye.
So Joanne, a.k.a. Buku Abi, turned 21 years old yesterday and really has no relationship with her father, R. Kelly, after the documentary Surviving R. Kelly aired on Lifetime not really that long ago. She posted a very long Instagram story defending her mother, Andrea Kelly, and in the same breath, slamming Daddy Dearest R. Kelly, calling him a monster.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Which, by the way, you know, I think it's disrespectful of him. If she goes by the name Buku Abi, for him not to say, happy birthday, Buku Abi, happy birthday to you. That's her. If she wants to go by that,
he knows her as Joanne. You really think you want to change your name? Your mother would call you anything else
but
Heidi.
She should go by the name she's going by. And then he called her daughter.
Right. You think Diddy's mom is like, hey, Puff? Like, no, Sean, come here.
Sean, dinner's ready.
So it seemed like Drake's baby mama, Sophie Rousseau, is out here clout chasing doppelganger style.
No.
Now, for those who ain't up on the news, Sophie and Drake currently share infants by the name of Adonis, and the word is they've been co-parenting like champs. No static, right? Mm-hmm. She even attended one of Drake's Paris concerts recently. So now, apparently, hours after the concert, Rousseau was spotted out with a Drezzy doppelganger, and fans believe it was no accident. She did it for clout to look like her and Drake were actually having a dinner date. She even shared a quick shot of the guy on her social media to make it look like, you know, it was a thing. Tell me what you think.
What is she, a witch? I have Newt, skin of snake, to be a man who looks like Drake.
I remember this story. So that wasn't Drake?
No, that wasn't Drake that was having dinner with. No, that was like great value Drake. That was
I don't think you go above and beyond and do that. I think you have a taste. I mean, you never dated somebody who looked like somebody else you dated at one time.
And then somebody says to you, well, you do have a type.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. Well, I mean, not the same night you went to your baby daddy's concert and he happens to look identical to him. And then stories come out the next day that you guys went to dinner together only to find out. Like, no.
I don't know. Because I'm not ultra famous. So I don't know. But maybe the ultra famous like Drake.
All right, go ahead. Ask me.
Have a body double so that, you know, like, okay, you're going to go that way so they'll follow you and I can get out of here. So maybe
that happens.
She is friends with Drake's, he actually has a doppelganger and she went to dinner with him.
And if she got a type, she'd like him looking light-skinned like that with a nice clean-cut beard, kind of like
She should have gone adventurous and went with wheelchair Drake.
It looks like Channing Tatum has a new hairdo and his fans are not loving it.
Really, can Channing Tatum change himself up that much where ladies would hate it?
Well,
no, never. He can do no wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
You'll see what you guys think, because yesterday the Magic Mike actor gave fans a little surprise when he revealed his sexy selfie on Instagram in his stories that he had dyed his usually brown hair platinum blonde, and he asked his followers to provide their input on the decision to change his hair color. He put up a poll, right, underneath his picture, and as of this morning, 58% of his followers responded saying, yes, it was a bad idea, and well, the other 42% said no.
Do you think I could pull it off at my age?
You would look like a skinhead.
Don't.
I would look like a skinhead?
Yeah, that would work for you.
All right, so now, despite the majority of fans responding that they did not favor his new do, that didn't keep Channing Tatum down. Oh, no, in a second story, the actor embraced his choice to go blonde and proudly wrote, quote, well, bad ideas are sort of my thing, so he doesn't care. He's
like divorcing that hot wife of his. That was a
Janet
bad
Dewan,
idea.
Talk about a bad idea. God.
I'm not mad at this. Think about it. I mean, it's going to grow back in a heartbeat. And everyone has done it, from Chris Brown to Bieber to, I mean, that's what they do. You play with your hair a little bit.
But as far as changing your hair and being a major thing, head crack probably has the biggest change in hair from back when you had the dreads and you grew them for so long. Did your fans come out and say, oh no, what'd you do?
I still run into people now, they're like, yo, I didn't recognize you. I'm like, what, you haven't seen me in 3 years?
It's been a long time.
A long time.
Did you ever run down to Hot Topic and buy that weird reggae hat with all the dreads on it?
No, Fred, I made my own because I kept my dreads. So I do still have some of those old like hats I used to wear from back in the days. And if I ever want to like rock the little Rasta look, I just throw the old dreads in there and just go incognito.
Little espionage. Up next, Priyanka Chopra may need your help on how to cook a meal. We'll tell you more after the break. Dish Nation.
Head crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Oh, no.
Man, it looks like Priyanka Chopra may need some cooking lessons.
What?
Now, the actress recently sat down with the host of The View and admitted that neither she nor her husband, singer Nick Jonas, are exactly top chefs. Take a look.
I mean, are you domestic? Is he cooking? Are you cooking?
I can't cook. I told him that when he proposed. I was like, listen, you're from a good Southern home. You're used to your mom making you amazing food, which she does. You're not marrying that girl. I cannot cook. I can make eggs. Oh. Which also sporadically, maybe at night, I'm better at making eggs at night.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible, terrible, like, wife in that sense. But, you know, the most amazing thing when I told him that, babe, I can't cook, and I hope you know that, he said, it's all right, babe, neither can I. Which is perfect.
Talk about some first world rich people problems.
Right.
Yeah, but that is very tacky of her.
What?
Yeah. She is good at one thing, laying on her back. She could cook only eggs at night. That's not a good look, honey.
She's a great actress.
But Gary, they got enough money. They don't have to know how to cook nothing. They don't have to do anything.
But that man, the way to a man's heart is to his stomach.
She already got his heart. They already married.
And unless you marry a Nick Jonas, obviously that's not the way to his heart because he still married her. But I do agree with you a little bit because I feel like somebody in the relationship needs to be able to cook.
Exactly.
So, but I feel like he probably already knew she can't cook because, like, they was in a relationship for, like, what, like 6-7 months before they got married? Like, you know, at some point in time, you're going to realize, you know what? Shorty ain't cooked at all.
Yeah, but maybe she made breakfast because she says she can make really good eggs.
At night.
And apparently neither one of them care because neither one of them have taken cooking lessons or anything.
Yeah. But she tricked him. She older than him, and she tricked that boy.
Oh, she didn't trick
him. She didn't trick him. She goes, Gaston, please. Okay, so when it comes to being married, I think there are, like, small fundamental things that a man needs to know how to do.
Like what?
Like, a man should know how to change a tire or, like, mow a lawn. And I get it. We have a gardener. But still, you should know how to do these things. And a woman, at minimum, even if she can't cook, she should know how to wash clothes without making any of them bleed.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Now, growing up, now I knew how to wash clothes because my mama made us wash the whites separate from the colors. Mm-hmm. Now I put them all together.
I remember when that shirt was white.
I hate that. None of my stuff is white anymore.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Right now, are you looking for a stylish wallet that's ideal for you and all your personal needs? Why not update your style with the latest wristlet wallet from Adrian Vittadini, which features faux leather material and a pretty printed interior. It's ideal for women on the go with slots for your cards, and it also has an ID slot and space for regular-sized smartphones. Plus, the zip-around closure will help you stay confident so your cards will stay safe and organized.
I heard Little Kim rap about that brand before, so it must be legit.
Adrian Vittadini and Chanel. Nine boots.
Things to make up for all the games in the life.
Hold my card. Okay, we're gonna keep going. Be shifty. What?
You know what? I love it. Kim rapped about it. I'm sold. But what are the other features? And what are the other colors?
Well, Eva, it comes in many colors. It comes in white Saffiano, dove gray smooth, gold pebble, cognac Saffiano, black pebble, and fuchsia pebble. And the wallet holds a removable and rechargeable universal USB power bank compatible with both iPhone and Android devices. Ooh. The power bank will give you peace of mind that you can get some last-minute charge while on the run.
Now, it looks expensive. How much is it?
Well, guys, usually the Adrian Vittadini zip-around charging wallet will cost you $60. Ooh. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19.
What?
Yes, guys just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Andrew Froy sat down with Idris Elba to talk about his new Netflix series, Turn Up Charlie. Find out more after the break. Dish
Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish. Now, our guy Andrew Freund sat down with Idris Elba to talk about his new Netflix series, Turn Up Charlie, where Idris plays a struggling DJ who becomes a manny to make money. Let's take a look.
I'm Charlie. I was a massive deal.
Where is my cash monies for the electricity key?
I've got a gig tonight, okay?
Bro, it's a Nigerian wedding.
Movie star.
The man is married to a world-class DJ.
It's gonna be the song of the summer.
Zara, I want to talk about a job.
Yes!
A nanny. You want me to be a nanny?
Do you know how long on average it takes me to make a nanny?
We're like mates.
You've delved into television before, but do you ever think you were gonna do a Netflix series?
Well, I hadn't thought, you know, specifically I want to do a Netflix show, but I definitely knew that if I was to get an opportunity to work with the Netflix team, I would do it. They're like, well, I have this idea. And they were like, great, let's do it. But we had nothing. And we built it together, so it was good.
Now, I know you love music. Okay, I have a couple places that would play music. I want to know what would be on your playlist at these situations.
Okay, no pressure.
No pressure. What would you play at a wedding?
I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
It's a very good selection.
It's a big tune.
What would you play at a bar mitzvah? Let's say it was my bar mitzvah.
I would play Started at the Bottom, Now We're Here, Drake.
And like, if we wanted to hire you to be a DJ, like, how much is that going to cost us?
For you?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just under $1 million. It's cheap. It's for you, Dunn.
Under $1 million?
I'm joking. No, I mean, I DJ for free these days.
Okay, so I got to ask you about Coachella. Like, are you nervous? Because it's different than obviously your normal gig. What do the kids want to hear these days?
Look, I'm excited because it would be one of the first big festivals in America for me, and it's Coachella. Kids love the tech house sound. That's a great, that's my vibe, and it's lots of good energy, hands in the air, it's party.
Now, I have to ask you, the world and also me, they still want you to be the next Bond. I mean, it's the cultural consensus of the planet.
Is it? Wow, that's an amazing way to put it.
Is there any hope there? Could there be any hope there?
I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that they have a Bond, and they love their Bond. And I've stopped talking about it now, because I think I just keep fueling it, and I don't mean to. I just have fun with it.
You're the sexiest man alive, obviously. This goes without saying. What are some unsexy things that you've done recently? I want unsexy.
Oh, unsexy?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I struggle to talk about unsexy because I have no... that's a tough one. Can I come back to you on that?
Thanks, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Up next, some angry moms staged an unusual type of protest. We'll explain after the break. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish.
What's up, folks?
So recently, an Oklahoma mom was at a courthouse with a very fussy baby who was probably hungry. Mm-hmm. So she began to discreetly breastfeed her baby. And then this happened. Take a look.
He very rudely and harshly told her, you need to go to the bathroom to do that.
She also posted about the situation on Facebook. It was shared almost 200 times.
It's 2019. I don't know why that's still an issue.
Jensen and other mothers around the area want to make their displeasure known and plan to have a nurse in in front of the courthouse.
So these moms are so mad that they are not going to take it anymore, and they're going to have a breastfeeding sit-in?
Oh.
I'm sure that's a protest that town has probably never seen before. So what y'all think a sit-in will change? Will it change the minds of people breastfeeding or going against breastfeeding in public?
Suppose some perverts come around and see them breastfeeding.
And
that's me. So,
see, that's the problem.
For some disgusting reason, people have figured out how to sexualize breastfeeding.
Because those breasts used to be ours. The baby commandeers the breast, making it unusable for up to, about 11 months.
I'm so not here for this.
What are we going to do to help out? Well, yeah. Brad, let's roll up there. I'll go get a baby bonnet. I'll sit in your lap. Let's get it popping.
You one of them abnormal-ass babies.
I'm 496 months. I'm hungry.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.